Hello everyone, Steve Seabold back with publicspeakersblog.com. You know, a couple of weeks ago I was in an airport and I happened to run into one of the top professional speakers in the world. And this is a guy I've never spoken with before, never met in person, but for the last 25 or 30 years he's been one of the top speakers in the world. And if I said his name, you would probably know who he is. Well, I was kind of shocked because he knew who I was and I knew who he was, and we were talking while we were waiting for a flight. And he said, you know, something really baffles me about what I hear about your business. He said, I know you've done extremely well in the business in the last 10 years or so, and especially in the last 5 or 6 years. And he said, and I also know that you run the Bill Gove Speech Workshop, and I knew Bill Gove, and yeah, he's one of the greatest keynoters, if not the greatest keynoter ever lived, and I know all about the Bill Gove Workshop and the success it's had. He says, but here's what baffles me. He said, I hear all over the industry that you and your wife, Dawn, run this Bill Gove Speech Workshop, and you actually tell people the truth about the professional speaking business. He just looked at me and then stopped talking. And I said, well, yeah, that's why people show up at the seminar. He goes, well, I've been in this business 3 times as long as you. He said, and I've heard very few people tell the truth, because if you tell the truth about the professional speaking business, this is what he said. He said, people would never come to your program. People would never get started in the business if they knew how hard it was to break in. It's like becoming a professional actor, like moving to Hollywood and saying, I want to be the next Kevin Costner or Angelina Jolie. And he's pretty much on track. It is very difficult to make it in the business. He says, but I hear you're telling people the truth. As a matter of fact, that I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people behind your back, he said, Steve, call you the Opie Taylor of the speaking business. Opie Taylor. Now, I'm dating myself here, but if you're not familiar, I'm from the Andy Griffith Show from some years ago. And Opie Taylor, you know, is kind of known as an innocent, very honest, straight-talking person, you know? And actually, I think he said it like it was a bad thing. And I took it as an absolute compliment. I mean, being known as someone that tells the truth, I'm good with that. I mean, I'm all about honesty and integrity, especially in this business. You have to be. You have to tell people in this business the way it really is if they're ever going to have a chance to make it. And thank God I met Bill Gove, and Bill Gove was the most honest person I've ever met in this business. And there's a lot of honest people, but there are some people that are just making it seem easy. And here's the point of me telling you this story. If you run into someone, if you're a new speaker and you run into someone in this business, you go to their seminar, you read their website, you hear about them from stage, whatever, and they tell you the professional speaking business is easy, run for the hills and make sure you keep your hand on your wallet or your purse while you're doing it. Because this business is not easy. The reality is that this business is one of the hardest businesses you'll ever get into. But the people that make it are people that won't take no for an answer, and no other business, they believe, will fulfill them like the professional speaking business will. I'll tell you something I rarely tell anyone outside the Bill Gove Speech Workshop. When I went to the workshop in 1996, the first thing Bill wanted me to do was give my speech to him. But before he did, he said, I have to ask you a question before we continue. And I said, what's that? He said, is there any way I can talk you out of wanting to become a professional speaker? I was shocked. I thought he was joking. And I said, well, why would I be here if I didn't want to be one? He said, no, is there any way I can talk you out of it? He said, because if someone can talk you out of being a professional speaker, they should. And you shouldn't do it. Because it's going to take that kind of a serious commitment to really make it work. And I said, no, Bill, this is what I want to do. I don't feel like my life will be complete unless I make it in this business, unless I don't have to be the biggest in the world, but I just want to be part of it. I just want to be involved in the professional speaking, personal development community. I just want to be a leader in the community to some degree throughout the world. That's my dream, and I have to at least pursue it even if I don't make it. I have to do it. It's something I have to do. And he looked at me and he says, you know what? Then you'll probably make it, and you got a legitimate shot. That's the kind of commitment it takes. And I say the same thing to you. Now, most people won't talk about this because they want to make it seem easy. It's like the weight loss industry. They want to say, oh, the pounds will just fall off. Well, why do they tell you that? because they want you to buy their program and see how easy it is. Well, I think all of us who've ever lost more than a few pounds know that losing weight is not the easiest thing. As a matter of fact, for the first 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, it can be damn tough. It can be real tough on your mind and some on your body. And we all know that have done it. But there's profit in lying to people about how easy the speaking business is. Know that. It's like people that are out there telling you, you got to have a book, you got to have a book, you got to have a book. Even if you're not ready to write a book. Why are they telling you that? Because they're profiting from you writing a book. People that write books and sell books, and that's what I do, that's part of what I do every day, can tell you that it's not an easy thing to do, and it's a tougher business. The book business is as tough as I've ever seen any business. It's as tougher than the speaking business. I love it. It's fantastic. I'm going to do it until I die, and I highly recommend it to you. That's the reality, in my opinion. But is it tough? You bet your life it's tough. It's worth it, but it's tough. Know that going in. Know what you're getting into. Know that you're up for the fight of your life, and it's going to be worth it when you make it. And I think you should do it. If it's something you love, go for it. It's just the greatest business in the world, and I love every bit of it. But don't be fooled by people trying to make a profit from you. It's going to be tough. I tell people that with the Bill Gove workshop all the time. I say, this is the greatest system in the world. Bill Gove is the greatest keynote speaking genius in the history of the professional speaking business, which is about 60-something years old. But is it easy to follow a system? Is it easy to do a system? No. I have to work on it every single day, and I've been studying it for 13 years. I know speakers like Bob Proctor who's been studying it for 40 years and still has to study it. It's not easy. It is great, and it is doable, but it's not easy. So I hope that's not a problem for you. I just want you to know going in that this isn't going to be an easy thing to do, and anyone who tells you that it is lying, probably for profit. I hate to say that, but it's true. And part of this blog is being a subscriber to this blog is getting some real truth and what's real in the business and what's not real. And once you know that, it helps an awful lot. It helps a lot, as always, in everything in life. It helps to be informed. So I hope that helps you, and I'll look forward to your comments on this post. Thanks for listening.